1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Russia is sending a rescue team to Iran to help in the search for President Ebrahim Raisi, whose helicopter went down in mountains. CBS News correspondent Stacy Lin is following that.
According to Iranian state media, the helicopter suffered what it called a hard landing this morning while flying in foggy conditions. Rescue workers are reportedly struggling to reach the site. Here in Washington, U.S. State Department officials say they're closely watching the reports of the crash. President Biden has been briefed on the accident as well.
The president delivered the commencement speech at Morehouse College.
President Biden delivered the commencement address at Morehouse College in Atlanta, warning of extremist forces threatening Black America.
They don't see you in the future of America, but they're wrong.
The president garnered mixed reactions from students at the historically Black college.
Ceasefire!
As protesters gathered outside,
I've called for an immediate ceasefire.
Some graduates and faculty turned their backs to the president during his speech.
Words are words, actions are something different.
Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
A CBS News poll suggests President Biden is behind former President Trump in the key states of Florida and Arizona. CBS's Jennifer DePinto says the abortion issue may not determine the outcome.
Majorities of voters in both states favor abortion being legal, but that doesn't all accrue to Joe Biden. Most of this group would back him. But in each of these states, more than a third of those who support abortion being legal say they would vote for Donald Trump.
Sean Diddy Combs is apologizing for actions in 2016 caught on video just circulated. It allegedly shows him beating an ex-girlfriend.
I'm so sorry, but I'm committed to be a better man each and every day.
President Biden and former President Trump will debate under a new format when they meet live on CNN next month. Mark Lotter helped Mike Pence prepare for the vice presidential debate in 2020. And he told ABC's This Week,
I think the American people need to see Donald Trump and Joe Biden side by side. This is not a Joe Biden that can shield himself with his staff walking to Marine One or take the short stairs or use a teleprompter. This is going to be live recall.
The price of gas may be on your mind as Memorial Day weekend approaches. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us
the national average is down about 11 cents a gallon from where we were in mid-April. Most of that is thanks to refinery maintenance that has largely concluded. Refiners are now ramping up production of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel in response.
Xander Schauffele has won the PGA Championship. He made a 6-foot birdie putt on the last hole for a one-shot victory over Bryson DeChambeau. Schauffele set a major championship scoring record in the process. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain, lows in the upper 50s. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 70s. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 55. For Tuesday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane with your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones. Over the next hour, we're going to have some fun with some great music, everybody. Got your host, James, here. I got great music lined up for you from Harvey Danger, Eric B. and Rakim, Queen Latifah, Alanis Morissette, Lenny Kravitz, Alice in Chains, plenty more coming up for you. Wanted to start the show with, as we have talked about before, this is your 90s mixtape. Anything released from 1990 to 1999, we're going to cover for you, and we're going to take some requests, and we got some of those coming up. But one of the things I think is always interesting is the turn of the century and how that affects music. The first couple of songs we're going to play are from 1990. And you may notice that they have a bit of an 80s type of feel to them, while also trying to give you an idea of what the 90s would have in store for music and the direction that they went. Getting the tape playing, Freedom 90 from George Michael. It's a song written, produced, and performed by English singer-songwriter George Michael and released on Columbia Records in October of 1990. The, quote, 90, Freedom 90 part of it, added to the end of the title is to prevent confusion with a hit by Michael's former band Wham, also entitled Freedom. The song's backing beat is a sample from James Brown's song Funky Drummer. I just always found it interesting. Music comes out during the turn of the decade. We're going to explore that a little on this tape. This song signaled not only the major change for George Michael in an iconic music video that still holds up, everybody. It was a sign of change of music going forward. Here is George Michael, Freedom 90, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Yeah.
So rich, you know you could have been some money, and baby you're so sweet, you know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Good looks for a minute, you know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love, you know you could have been a fool. And baby you're so smart, you know you could have been a school boy. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do.
Man, that beat just makes you want to move. The Way You Do the Things You Do from UB40. That hit number 6 in the U.S. in 1990. Now, that's based on the 1964 hit single by The Temptations, of course, by Gordy, his Motown label. And written by the Miracles members, Smokey Robinson, Bobby Rogers. That is a nice hit. We got good stuff on the way for you from Eric B. and Rakim. We're also going to have some Queen Latifah, Alanis Morissette, all coming up. Right now, getting back into the mid-90s, it's Presidents of the United States, song off of their debut album from 1995. Here is Lump on Unlabeled at WFHR.
Lump said alone. Lump lingered last in line for brains and the
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get up. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Technique.
get foul. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. It's when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context, philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them, they couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears, my opponents it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords, letters put together from a key to chords. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure, because of my culture I'm a perfect instructor. Style that'll be full of technology, complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see and peep the technique. But don't sweat the technique. I speak in the squeak, it's talking cheap. Then I get deep in the beat, think complete. Bold with the scene, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old techniques, become antiques. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a wild style, I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. And for the sort of thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. But don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
One of the better beats you're going to hear in hip-hop history from one of the best voices ever. One of the better DJs as well. Eric B. and Rakim, Don't Sweat the Technique, from 1992. Rakim's voice, one of my favorite voices ever in hip-hop. Maybe my favorite. I love it. Good stuff on the way from Alanis Morissette, Jewel, Lenny Kravitz, and Alice in Chains. Right now, we're going to keep the hip-hop moving, but we're going to 1993. If you're going to talk about the history of music and hip-hop and all these things, you have to mention Salt-N-Pepa. And of course, we're going to do a 90s show. We got to cover Salt-N-Pepa. Here is Shoop from the great tag team of Salt-N-Pepa and Spinderella from 1993 on Unlabeled here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot. Baby, shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you. You, shoot. The bow-legged one. Yeah, what's your name? Shoot. Damn, baby, that sounds sexy.
Here I go again, girls, man. What's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then, chillin', minding my business.
Word.
You saw that I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going on with something kinda, wicked, had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want, slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip forward, tip, made me wanna do tricks on them, lick them, like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot. You're packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun. Bang, what's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum-yum chocolate
chip, honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Please. Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna shoot, shoot, baby. Hey, 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 hey. Don't you know I wanna shoot, baby? Shoot, shoot, well, let me bring it back to the subject. Peps all upset. Make you get hot, make you work up a sweat. When you sit to my loo, my darling. When I get you, bet your bottom dollar you were best under pressure.
Yo, Sandy, I wanna like taste you.
Get your lips wet, cause it's time to have pep. On your mark, get set, go, let me shoot to the next man in a three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray me cutie, shoot shooba doobie, like Scooby Dooby Doo. I love you in your big jeans, you give me nice dreams, you make me wanna scream, ooh, ooh, ooh. I like what you do, when you do, what you do, you make me wanna shoot. Oh my goodness, girl, look at him. He is the cutest brother in here, and he's coming this way. Ooh.
S and the P wanna get with me, cool, but I'm wicked G. Yeah. Hit skins, but ever quickly. Right. I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get. For the smell of it. You want my ball, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a big one of a 6'2 wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News Brief. Rescue teams are searching for Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi. His status is reported as unknown since his helicopter went down in mountains. President Biden delivered the commencement address at Morehouse College in Atlanta, and CBS's Nicole Killian tells us how it went.
The graduates mostly remained in their seats following the president's remarks. In a statement, Morehouse said it was proud of the graduating class for showing unity in silent protest and thanked the White House for listening to their community.
A new CBS News poll shows former President Trump scoring higher than President Biden on the economy. Director of Surveys Anthony Salvato.
Neither of them elicits the view that the candidates care about the economic situation for people like them, voters say. Having said that, by comparison, you see Donald Trump with an advantage on this measure.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain, lows in the upper 50s. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 70s. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 55. For Tuesday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75.
It's 64 at our studios.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. This is how I feel. I'm cold. seen just what is there and not some holy light. It's crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch, I'm torn. Thank you.
Good stuff coming up for you to wrap up the show. Alice in Chains from their Unplugged album. Right now, I want to get into a little bit of a Lenny Kravitz. And man, Lenny Kravitz's It Ain't Over Till It's Over is a song written and produced and performed by the wonderful American musician Lenny Kravitz from his second studio album, Mama Said, from 1991. The song is a mid-tempo ballad inspired by Motown and Philly soul and Earth, Wind, and Fire. And particularly important that part because the horn line you hear in here is from Phoenix Horns from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Here's Lenny Kravitz, Ain't Over Till It's Over, on Unlabeled here at WFHR. Such a smooth ending to that one. Lenny Kravitz, It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Well, our tape is over for this one. We're going to have to flip it to the next side next week. But we are going to wrap up with a great one. And we're going to have some fun as we're wrapping up Unlabeled over the next couple of weeks. We're going to focus on the Unplugged concert series that MTV did, featuring some great artists from that coming up. And my personal favorite from that series was Alice in Chains when they did their version of it in 1996. The MTV Unplugged concert was the first and as far as we're ever going to know, the only time that they did this particular song live. We are going to do Over Now. It's a song by Alice in Chains written by Jerry Cantrell. And one of the few songs Cantrell does the lead vocals on, and Lane is more of the backup vocalist and harmonizer. Jerry Cantrell did perform this song again 23 years later at a solo concert in Pico Union Project in Los Angeles. Get more of your requests to us, everybody. James.Maloff@civicmedia.us. Want to play your 90s hits. Thanks so much for joining us and spreading the word of the show. Here is Alice in Chains, Over Now, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.